In Europe, we rarely listen to music that's more than 500 or 600 years old. But the music of the ancient Chinese bells has been resonating harmoniously for over 2,500 years, symbolizing not only the sound of an era, but the underlying political ideals of an ancient society and its modern successors. It's a Confucian principle that China once again finds very appealing, although that hasn't always been the case. Isabel Hilton again.
Confucianism was really the soul of the Chinese state for the best part of 2,000 years. But in the early 20th century, it was very strongly criticized by the modernizers, the revolutionaries, the people who blamed Confucianism for the decline of China in the previous 200 years, and it fell out of favor. But Confucianism never really went away. Curiously enough, harmonious society is what we hear today on the lips of Chinese leaders. What the leadership today wants is a society that is more content, in which people are content, if you like, with their stations, so no more class struggle, in which the leaders are seen to embody virtue, as in the old Confucian idea, and it is their virtue that makes people accept their right to rule. So we've seen the taking of this very old idea of harmony, and we're seeing it in a modern form to justify a static political system, a system in which the right to rule is not questioned.